Clicks, 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 they'll do anything to get a few. Tick, 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 that's the sound before my head explodes. Quick, 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 look at you up on your pedestals. Quick, 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 hear the critics come, it's time to go. I read your article, it kinda hurt me. I don't know who hired you or what your friends say in your circle, but the fact that you released it tells me two things are for certain. They get paid for trashing people, I get paid cause I stay working. Drop the search and they emerge up out of nowhere to the surface. Just a peek behind the curtain, throwing salt at all my burdens. I'm aware I shouldn't give this my attention. Life's a journey, I should just stay on my path and learn to laugh. You think they heard me? Ears are burning, put them out. Quiet, quiet, look around. Why don't they find someone way more interesting to write about? Us, we're kinda boring, aren't we? All we do is whine and pout. It's confusing, so amusing how I argue with myself. Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to the 2020-2021 The Players First Look edition for Cup in the Gup. We have week 21 on the horizon, a little special preview since we got early pricing out from DK. I try to, typically it's the players and really the majors where we get early pricing, early betting odds, stuff like that. So on those weeks, I definitely want to be able to get something out early, Sunday, little first look. We'll still have the Smash Factor tomorrow with all the stats brought in for the API, the final results there, updated betting odds, stuff like that. Limited places to get the betting odds now, so definitely we'll move and shake after today, depending on what happens on what will be a tremendous final 15 holes or so. Leaders teed off about two or three holes ago. Just released the first look rankings to the premium subs, so I wanted to record this little probably 20, maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little more. Get a little first look, give you something to listen to later on tonight or maybe early in the morning if you're chomping at the bit. DK is definitely treating this like a major, so that's exciting. Two milli makers, several big pots already out there. They haven't released all the contests yet, just probably, you know, they had the first two big ones out a couple weeks ago, but they've released about 10 more, it looks like. So going to be a tremendous week, a lot going on, a lot of action, a lot of deep dive, you know, tremendous week to join Gup's Corner. I'll be sending out promos later on. We will have a free trial week this week. So you'll get the code, use it, pick whatever package you want, use it. You get the whole week free. And if you want to stay, you stay. If you don't, you can cancel before the end of the week and you'll never get charged. So I will be pushing that out later on today and then have all that ready for tomorrow on the Smash. So you get a full week of our content for free. Cancel. I mean, you can literally sign up, cancel immediately if you want. You'll still get the week free. Hopefully you don't. We want you to come check out the new site. Give it a chance. We'll be releasing the brand new version 2 of the Green Machine later on tonight or some maybe tomorrow at the latest, tomorrow midday. Can't wait for you guys to see that. You know, it's going to be the foundation piece for that, just like the website. And we'll continue to build upon the new Green Machine within the new environment. So I'm looking forward to that. Got a hell of a finish for the API coming up with, you know, right now we get, you know, let's see where we are. Three-way tie between Connors, D-Cham, and Westwood at minus 10. Spieth minus 9. You know, the wind's going to play havoc on these guys. So be interesting to see how that finishes up and how we take that into next week. If you do want to join, you can join with the code MASTERS for 30% off any package right now. So if you want to hop in now and go ahead and get going, you don't care about the free trial week, use that code. The free trial week will still be the 30% off. We'll just have a different code so you can activate the free trial. If you want to wait, I'll put that out later on today. Just check out at Gup's Corner on Twitter. If you want to buy some gear, GC gear, this week only, get 30% off using the code PLAYERS. That'll be good through Sunday. If you are a GC sub, I send out an email with a special code and I put in Slack. That code has been extended. I'm going to go ahead and make it good through the players. So it'll be good through Sunday as well. So if you want to use that special code that gives you an extra discount, go ahead and do that. If you miss the email or Slack or post, just DM me and I'll let you know. Rate and review us on iTunes. Like I mentioned last week, I will be doing a special giveaway probably late Tuesday, early Wednesday. just from people that have rated and reviewed us on iTunes, giving away some DFS money for the players, some GC merchandise. So if you haven't done it or you can't remember, it's been a while, go ahead and do it again. It still registers, even if you already did it. And I'll pull all that in. I'll do some giveaways late Tuesday or Wednesday for that. Like this video for me. Subscribe on YouTube. And then leave me a comment of who your favorite play is, 8K or less, or under 8K, sorry. So 7,900 or less in the comment section. And I'll pull from Wednesday's pod or video as well. And I'll be doing a giveaway for that, you know, for all our subscribers on YouTube and guys that leave comments. I'll post that on Twitter like I have been doing as far as the winner. So I do that again, same time, late Tuesday or Wednesday. So you got plenty of time to get in. All that's free to get into those drawings. We'll be giving away tons of money this week and merchandise. Last week gave away a Masters item as well. So you never know what we'll do between now and Wednesday. And even through the weekend, may do a big giveaway for Sunday, typically on majors. And I assume this week the Sunday showdowns are pretty loaded as well. To get in this week, obviously, Kenny Kim will be going full bore on the course preview on their podcast as well as posting on the site. So I'll just kind of give my highlights here. I'll go a little more in depth maybe tomorrow on Smash. TPC Sawgrass, everybody familiar with. The good thing about this week is, you know, we know this course. We've seen it. It's at, you know, Palm Valley, Florida. Probably the biggest deal. We didn't get to see a full play out last year, but in March – in 2019, they moved this tournament from May to March. Last year, it was canceled after the first round. If you remember, this was when the COVID kind of hit the wall. Everything started canceling. So we only got to see one full round last year. We do have 2019 results to look at as well. Greens will be overseeded this time of year. When it's grown in, it's normally mini verde Bermuda. So, you know, similar type of Bermuda, what they're playing lately, but a little bit different version. But they are overseeding it, and they did that last year. According to Jeff Plotz, which is the director of golf there, in his article that he released, his interview that was released when they made this move back in 2019, he said they used three types of ryegrass that they plant over the Bermuda. I have seen that here, even in Oklahoma. Some of our courses, they'll overseed in the winter. It's common, you know, they'll do that at times. For me, I think it, you know, maybe we'll listen to pressers and stuff. And I think I remember last year, even I in my research says I'm more used bent statistics when I'm looking at putting as opposed to Bermuda. Depending on how the rye is and the rye I've seen here, it's probably a smoother and pure grass that they'll be putting on. Won't be grainy like Bermuda. So I don't think you want to use Bermuda stats. Double check that before we go on tomorrow. But even my notes that I have from last year, I use bent stats for the most part. Maybe some POA depending on the course, like more East Coast type POA you could use as well. But, that's what I went with. Winds can be different this time of year. That's probably the other big change. When they moved it back into March, you'll have some more north winds than the prevailing south winds, which makes certain holes harder with north winds, especially the finishing hole 17 and 18. Recent form, I kind of looked at the past history and last year's articles and stuff that we had. It's definitely important. You don't want to see someone coming in here kind of limping into this. It's probably not likely they're going to win. You want to see, you know, and that's not going to go for everybody in your pool. Obviously, when you're trying to figure out the top end, you definitely want to kind of figure out who do I think can win this, who's coming in with good form. Maybe you find a sleeper in the mid-range that's, you know, top 10, top 20 these last couple weeks that they've played. I think that's advantageous as we're looking at. So I did bump recent form a little bit. We do have a lot more tournaments this time of year than traditionally with the way the schedule is. So, I definitely bumped that in the initial model and we'll continue as we get into tomorrow's rankings as well. It's par 72, 7,200, four par threes, four par fives, tons of water. It's a peat dye design, bunkers everywhere, fairways. You know, it's not a bombers course there's no one type of player that can win here. When you look at the prior winners, runner-ups, people that have done well, it's all over the board. So if you ever want to say just pure tee to green week, you know, who does well there, and there are certain things that we are going to look at, but I don't think it's one design player that says you, and that's kind of typical with a peat dye design. With Siwoo won here, I know our boy Adon was on him, released him early that year. I don't know what he was, like 400 or 500 to 1 or something crazy, maybe 600 to 1. I mean, it just takes the right kind of guy. And Siwoo is becoming, quote-unquote, a Pete Dye specialist. It'll be interesting to see how he is next week with the withdrawal this week. But hopefully people get off him. I don't think it's a big deal because I think he does so well at Pete Dye that I think, you know, I don't know what he was. I think he shot an 80 round one. He's probably just like, I'm ready to go to a course I do well at, which is Pete Dye. So I'm not going to put too much into it. Obviously, the last three holes here are pretty famous, 17 being the most. But all three of them are great. You know, makes for one hell of a finish out here. So should be exciting tournament. Was sad last year when it got cut. I actually was doing really well in DraftKings. I had Matsu as a first-round leader. So we hit that. But, you know, the model I built last year and the rankings the way it came out, just looking at round one, you know, obviously there's three more rounds of golf, so no telling how you'd have done. I really kind of kept it the same, pretty close to as far as what I'm looking at, because last year seemed to produce well through one round. So I don't want to get too off track. You know, Matsu was leading here with a 9-under, which I believe tied the course record last year. Others in the top 10, Bezuidenhout, Harris English, Siwoo, Cantlie, Leishman, Morikawa, Webb, Hovland, you know, all great all-around players. You know, different skill sets there, what they are best at, you know, is across the board, even between those that are all in the top 10. A lot of low scoring last year out the gate. So don't know if that's going to be a thing to come. I'm kind of modeling as such that it's going to be closer to a 16 to 20 under, not a 12 or 13 under. But there was also some high scores as well. You had Fleetwood plus six, Day plus four, Spieth plus three, Reed plus one. So not too crazy from this week where you saw, I mean, this is even crazy today because everybody's over par, but even Thursday, Friday, you saw some guys going low and you saw some pretty high scores. So you can definitely have that. It's not just going to be a boat race, you know, from the start. There's some difficult holes out here and holes that can jump up and bite you, just like kind of similar to API. You know, you can get we saw Perez yesterday getting 11. We've seen, I just saw it before I went on live, Rory put it in the water twice. So it can sneak up, and I think TPC is similar to that. So we keep that in mind. Top 65 in ties, $15 million pot was the pot last year. I'm imagining it's going to be around that or more. So big boy money. It may be bigger than most of the majors. It's up there. It's going to be one of the top three payouts of the year. So as far as one and done, all that kind of stuff, which we'll deep dive into later on in the week as we get in there. But you definitely want to use a big boy this week, or who you think, you know, obviously you want to always use who you think is going to win. But I think an elite guy with the best chance to win is definitely in play here with that kind of money on the line. Weather right now, again, it's Sunday, early afternoon. Looks great. No rain in the forecast. Highs in the high 60s, mid 70s. Wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, not too crazy. It'll be a factor, but nothing outrageous. Like no rain hardly in the forecast at all. I don't imagine that'll change in the next 24 to 40 hours. So that's good. Need to go back. Some of my stuff I'll do tonight and tomorrow is to see how much rain's been up there already. You know, do we have a soft course? Is it dried out? Stuff like that matters. Will the greens be receptive? I tend to think they'll be more receptive than they have, you know, recently. But we'll kind of confirm all that and you know, obviously have a full podcast tomorrow. I'm going to put the cut around minus two. 2019, it was minus one, and they were still doing the MDFs that year, and there was an MDF. So, you know, made cut, did not finish. So it was a high cut, a high number of players that made it at minus one. New cut rules and all that. I'm going to go minus two, could even flirt with a minus three, but I'm going to go minus two right now is my early cut line. You know, past winners, as I mentioned, Rory, Webb, Siwoo, Day, Fowler, Martin Keimer, Tiger, Kuchar, Stenson, Garcia, definitely ball strikers, you know, obviously come to mind, not necessarily bombers off the tee per se. Phil's one here, some runner-ups, Furyk, Schauffele, Jimmy Walker, Oostie, Poulter, Garcia, Furyk, Fowler, Poulter, Garcia. So, I mean, some guys have done well and finished up there quite a few times. I mean, any place that, you know, that Furyk can T2 twice, you got Garcia, Poulter. I mean, you're definitely ball strikers, guys with great approach, can get up and down, I think will be key when they need to. Early stats I'm looking at, ball striking, good approach around the green, scoring opportunities inside 12 feet. Par five, DK scoring, four par fives, at least two of them, probably three of them are pretty gettable. So I think that's going to be key to be able to score on those par fives. And I put birdie or better in there for now. That's something I may tweak. But I think, I mean, just looking at last year and what could be, I mean, I think they can get this course. especially these guys are going to be coming off two courses that have just beaten them up. Some of them, the guys that made the WGC, probably look forward to having some scoring. But this course this week, you know, TPC Sawgrass will still bite some of those guys. But I think the conditions and everything all in, it'll definitely be a little easier track in scoring than what they've dealt with recently. Keeping it short, I'm just going to give you the top five that catch my eye. I just broke it down like top, middle, low. As far as pricing goes, I'll give you some early bets. We'll get out of here. Premium members, if you didn't see, like I mentioned, the rankings, my early rankings are out. We'll do a full deal tomorrow. Just want to kind of drop this for you guys that are, you know, DJing and wanting to wake up early and listen to it. DJ's number one, you know, obviously missed the cut or didn't miss the cut. What did he do at WGC? He didn't play well, obviously, but stats, he's number one. Recent form, he's number six. Course fit, he's number five. He's 11-2. It's going to be priced like a major. So similar to what we've seen, you know, WGC a little bit. And, you know, you're going to be able to play who you want up there. There's no, like, huge – I mean, then what is it? Rahm's 10-9. Rory's 10-6. Brooks is 10-1. That's the only 10K guys. So he's barely over 11. So it's not like you're giving up a lot to the field by playing him. So I like him. I imagine a lot of people will like him. We'll kind of see as far as way early, even talk about ownership and stuff like that. But I like DJ. I think he bounces back well from struggling at the concession. I think that's right. I mean, I can't remember what he actually finished. But made a good run on Saturday. He was still hitting the ball well. He couldn't putt. Like, I think he historical lost 10, 11 strokes putting. So I'm not too worried about DJ. I'll go back to him. Shoffley is my second one. So right now that's 10Ks. Is DJ, Shoffley, and then maybe Brooks would be the next one. I kind of got to think about that. But Shoffley's second in course fit here, fifth in stats, eighth in recent form, 10-3. I love the price. He has $200 more than Brooks, but those are my early leans out of the gate up there at top. But I do like Shoffley a lot this week. I think his game suits here. Definitely, you know, he's second in course fit for me, so I like that. Cantlay is my third one in this top five, or the, you know, five that catch my eye up here. 9-2, he withdrew with a stomach bug or whatever. Don't think that'll hurt him. Maybe keep ownership down some. Great price for him. I mean, I think he can, at his peak, can be top five in the world. You know, he's fifth in my power rankings right now. I'll update those tomorrow as well before I put out the initial ranks. 23rd in course fit, number one in recent form. Stats, he's not as great as some of these other top guys, but I think he has that all-around game to put it together out here. He's second around the green, which is, you know, can be crucial. I just like his game in general. So, I mean, have to kind of feel him out, make sure nothing lingering from the withdrawal, but I do like Cantlay. Maybe a little bit lower ownership with that from the last week. My next is Finau. I mean, 9-1, he's just playing great. You know, he's top five machine, you know, several twos in a row. Nothing to hate about it. Maybe if he's on the list potentially early, could be super chalky at that price. So that would be the only thing that maybe move me kind of off of him. But early look, I definitely like Finau. And then last, like Matsu. I mean, let's see. I got this pulled up right here. He's one of the few on the course right now under par, which our boy Willie Z is as well. I don't know where that's at. But he was minus two through, I don't know what it was. But he was one of the very few people making a little bit of a charge today, which is, you know, that's good for him. He went off earlier. So showing some life. He started out horrible Thursday. So showing a little bit of life at a place that he's done well at. He's 24th in my course fit. $8,700 is a fair price. Recent form is not going to be great, but this doesn't pull in API yet. I think he'll wind up finishing decent there. You know, so if things clicked, if you looked at his last three rounds of API, it looks like things may have come together. If I can get him on an upswing before he gets, you know, people want to jump on him again, I like Matsu there at 8,700. Middle range, Neiman catches my eye, 7,700. Ball striker, we know that. 32nd in course fit. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he hasn't played this. It'll be his first time to play. I think he played last year just that first round. So that's some of the stuff I'll be adding in here. Ninth in recent form, 11th in stats for me. Great price. Willie Z, I just mentioned him. I think he literally is shooting the best round of the day right now on the course. So 7,600 is a great price for him. A guy that I think can make cuts. He seems to always backdoor, kind of, you know, like Matsu used to backdoor a T20, or he's there. I mean, one or the other, but he's not. I mean, he hasn't had a horrible finish in forever. I don't know last time he missed the cut, to be honest with you. So great game all the way around. Certainly putting is his, you know, bugaboo, but you know, I'll take my chances with that at $7,600. Connors, you know, he's tied for first, looking great. He has a great history here. 11th in the course fit, 14th in recent form, and 17th in stats, and that's before this week. His recent form will probably go up. Well, he could close this out. You know, he's tied for first right now. So Corey Connors at 7,400 looks like a great deal right now. Probably will be a chalky play if he does want. Even if he doesn't, I can't see him finishing lower than third or fifth here. So, yeah, I like Connors at 7,400. Oh, Abe Answer, a guy I have not been on, but his course fit is third here. I need to look at how many rounds that is. I bring all that in on Monday, but stats aren't great and recent form isn't great. But 7,500 I like, unless he becomes chalky like he did, you know, a couple weeks ago. If he's just a guy everybody likes to go to, I'll say no thanks. But, you know, if he's just an average play, and I think in that 7K range, just looking at it, it's going to be pretty spread out. There's some solid plays in there. Homa, Kokrak, you know, the ones I already mentioned, Zalatoris, Connors, Henley, which is my fifth guy in here. I like Henley a lot. 7,400, 16th in my model right now, 13th in stats, 19th in recent form. A lot of good – Siwoo, the 7,200. A lot of guys in the 7K range that people will flock to that I think it'll get spread out. We don't have to worry about too much chalk. Kicking off the low range that I just mentioned, Siwoo, 7,200. I don't think the withdrawal was anything more than he just doesn't like when he's that far off and just said, you know, peace out. And so I'll go to a place that I played really good at. He's 12th in course fit. He has not been playing great even before this withdrawal. So that's one concern, which probably, I don't know, this will be the ultimate history versus form because his history here is great. Obviously, he's won it. He's first in good approach, first in opportunities inside 12 feet, seventh in around the green, second in birdie or better. But his recent form has just not been great. So definitely will probably be low owned. So that's good unless people, you know, flock to the history side, you know, so maybe we don't have to get too far over on him. Palmer is next, you know, obviously with him traditionally, anytime there's a bunch of water, you get a little bit nervous. I just think his game's at a different level and he's much more relaxed and where he's at. $7,300, you just making a cut. You know, that's our first goal here. We're going to have 100. It's our first big field in a while. DK already has 100 and was it 54 guys loaded? And I think the field's locked unless people withdraw. The winner from the API would get in if they're not already in. But other than that, I think it's locked unless someone withdraws. So, you know, 154 guys, 6 of 6 potentially could just be very, very low, sub 5%. So I know Palmer's got the, you know, bugaboo with the water and all that, but I definitely like him this week. Make a cut and give us a chance. I know, you know, he could put up big numbers at time, but I think his game's definitely elevated that it's not much as much of a concern as what I used to think. So I like him at 7,300. Tringali is a guy I like this week at the API. I'll go back to him. 22nd at course fit, 15th in recent form. Stats are just average, 49th in the field. So I mean, that's better than average. Not horrible, not great. $7,200. Just need a cut made from him and give some upside. HV3, he's another guy that had a pretty good round going today. He was under par at one point. I think he was even right before I came on. 6,700. He actually has a pretty good history at the Players. Or decent enough. So 6,700, all you need is a made cut. So I kind of like that. He seems to be getting into rhythm, hitting the ball better again. Putter is always his bugaboo as well, his big deal. So if he can get through with a good putting performance or just average, you know, his stats are always going to pop. 60-70 could become somewhat chalky. But, again, in any fields like this, I just don't think anybody's going to be like over 10% on a sub-7K guy. So you can pick and choose down there. Next one is Griot. I really like him as well. He's 6,700. 15th in course form or course fit for me. It's 44th in stats, which is okay. Nothing crazy. His around the green is horrible. He's 145th. So that kind of worries me, but he does hit a lot of greens. Ninth in opportunities inside 12 feet. With him playing here well, and you know, historically with the 15th on the course fit rank, I do like him. Let's see if I can pull up. He was on my radar today for Showdown. Yeah, so he's only plus two, which sounds horrible, but he's T28 in the field, so he's not doing, you know, too bad compared to the field. So Griot's another name that pops on my eye early. Early bets for me, five of them. Nothing bet for me locked in at this at all. I'm going to wait till the numbers kind of settle and you know, look tomorrow morning. But these guys I got my eye on. Neiman, 45-1. Willie Z, 66-1. Connors, 80-1. Henley, 100-1. And Matsu, 40-1 were the five that kind of, you know, caught my eye to start with. Up top, you know, I wouldn't bet any of these solo, but, you know, could do some of those Quinellas or something like that. I mean, I like DJ at 11-1. Brooks at 18-1 is a pretty fair number. Shoffley, 18-1 is a pretty fair number. I just never go that low solo. I'd either mix it with something or, you know, try to do a double like DJ to win here, DJ to win the Master, or something like that. But those are all things we'll deep dive into in the next 3 days. You know, but as far as just normal bets, those are the five guys that kind of caught my eye right out the gate. We'll bring in all the stats from the API, do full rankings tomorrow, do the Smash Factor like always, go a little more in depth. Just wanted to get something out to you guys. You know, and then, you know, obviously talk up the promotion. It's going to be a big week. If you're, you know, chomping at the bit to join, you want the free trial deal, DM me. As soon as I get all that set up later on today, I'll give you the code to use to get your first week off free, and then you have to cancel if you'd like. If you're ready to get in, Masters, 30% off. Tons of great feedback this week on the site. Appreciate all the feedback and support. And then the Green Machine new version dropping, our lineup generator, I think is going to be huge for us. Not only this week, this will be just kind of, you know, phase one of version two, but continue to be able to build on it as we get closer and closer to the Master. So appreciate it. You know, if you want to, the monthly is probably the best right now because you'll be able to get in for the Players and the Masters, especially with the free week trial. You get a free week, you definitely cover you all the way through the Masters as well. So annual is the best way to go because you save so much money, but that's up to you. If you want to check it out, if you have any questions, DM me, I'll answer them all. I appreciate everything. Hope you guys have a blessed Sunday and a great week, and can't wait to talk to you tomorrow about more about the Players. Have a good Sunday. Thank you guys.